You're listening to SBS News.
For over 40 years, preschool education program Jimbaroo has operated on a strict no-screen policy for children under three. Until now.
Welcome to your Jimbaroo Kindiroo online class. We're going to do our babies class today, and our treasure bag item is a swing.
Sitting in what's usually a bustling playroom, Jimbaroo presenting veteran Helen Woodman holds a baby doll as she runs through the class exercises facing a video camera.
Hello everyone, hello everyone, how are you today?
Last month, as social distancing restrictions came into force, Jimbaroo began broadcasting classes for newborns all the way through to school-aged children through an online portal. Jimbaroo director Dr. Jane Williams says the classes are vital to child development and that shouldn't be disrupted by COVID-19.
The online program keeps the children active, gives parents ideas, and really helps to continually build on the developmental foundations that the children are going to need when we come out the other end of this.
Jimbaroo operates in every state, mainly in suburbs around capital cities, hosting thousands of children and parents each week for learning and exercise programs. But Dr. Williams says taking Jimbaroo online for the first time has given families in remote and regional Australia a chance to participate.
In actual fact, we're able to reach a lot more families with the online format. And as I said, while online's not perfect for the type of program we run, it's actually meaning that we can give a lot more activity ideas and a lot more support to families who normally don't get an opportunity to experience them.
That support, she says, can be vital, particularly for new or vulnerable mums. Megan Parmenta participates in the online program every week with her children, 4-year-old Elizabeth and 17-month-old William, from their home in Queensland. She says continuing to follow the classes each week has given her children a sense of structure and routine in social isolation.
Maintain a little bit of our routine still and have our Kindiroo classes, Jimbaroo classes, which we've been doing every week since Elizabeth was 10 weeks old. And it gives them something to look forward to as well each week to have in our schedule, which is very empty now.
When the Footscray City Gymnastics Club shut its doors in Melbourne's Inner West last month, Facebook Live classes began almost immediately.
So be safe, have fun, and let's get started. Let's do some running. Here we go, running on the spot.
A not-for-profit club operations manager, Tammy Robinson, says she was heartbroken to stand down her staff during the COVID-19 restrictions. But she says coaches like Thomas Daddo, who presents the online tutorials, were quick to volunteer their time in an effort to support their students and other gymnastics-loving kids through an uncertain time.
Give them some sense of stability and things going on a bit as normal so they could recognise familiar faces, do familiar activities and most importantly have some fun.
Michaela Georgioski is 7 years old but already has her sights set on an Olympics debut. She follows the classes every day from home before beginning the day's schoolwork. It's part of a journey she hopes will help her follow in the footsteps of her idol.
I want to go to the Olympics and land a full out. My favourite gymnast is Nadia Comaneci because she got the first perfect 10.
Southwest of Melbourne, the Marshall Journey Dojo stopped its classes a week before the state government directive to launch its virtual learning program in what it called self-defence against COVID-19.
This is for self-defence. It's not fighting, it's self-defence. Now what we're going to do next is going to throw out a punch like this, straight out.
Sensei Chris Oakley has taught martial arts for almost 30 years. He says the program is about promoting activity for a healthy body and a healthy mind.
Martial arts has that same kind of muscle memory. It's muscle memory through the body, through the mind, through the soul. And we feel that with plenty of activity, the kids can become more active, not only physically, but also mentally.
For 9-year-old Owen, following the classes online provides a good excuse for a break from homeschooling, but he says it's not as good as the real thing.
At martial arts, it gets my blood pumping. I miss the dojo because I get to go around lots of people and say hi to my friends.
7-year-old Phoebe also misses the social aspect of attending classes, but says it's better than missing out on martial arts altogether.
I miss the dojo, and because I have lots of friends in the dojo and it's more fun.
As well as providing parents with a break from entertaining the kids during the restrictions, experts say online classes and programs are vital to supporting children's mental health during the pandemic. Child psychologist at Quirky Kids, Dr. Kimberly O'Brien, says there's been a significant increase in the number of children referred for treatment at her clinic in recent weeks.
Mostly parents checking in, just not sure whether or not they should send their kids back to school in term two, also whether they should push them to do their online learning when some kids have lots of work there but they're not feeling motivated to do it. So I'd say we'd had about like maybe a 50% increase in referrals for anxiety in the last fortnight.
The changes offer particular challenges for households of children on the autism spectrum. CEO of Autism Awareness Australia, Nicole Rogerson, says while each child is different, changing the daily routine or even the brand of foods they like can be upsetting for kids on the spectrum.
A lot of kids on the autism spectrum absolutely crave routine and understanding. You know, in a world that's often a bit confusing for them, it's really important that routines are kept in place. And at the moment, we know nobody has a routine and everything's changed.
While too much screen time is still not encouraged, for now it's hoped online classes will help kids and parents feel they're not alone in isolation. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Abby Dinham, SBS News.